Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who has a black and white plasma TV, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Great to have you with me on a Friday. We have so much to cover. Lots of showbiz things going on. Lots of binge-watchable television and movies, folks. And I'm going to tell you what you should be watching. And I'd like to hear what you're watching. I'd like you to tell me what you're watching, just so I don't come across as too bossy. Hey, my name is Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. And we are broadcasting live statewide in Wisconsin from the City Deck Landing Studios here at WGBW in Green Bay. Taking your calls and texts tonight is Conrad. Conrad, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you, Pete?
Doing well. We got a lot to cover tonight, don't we?
Oh yeah,
lots of fun stuff.
Exciting stuff.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about these commercials with professional athletes. They just have to be better. They're so bad. Some of them are just not even bad. They're just so like mediocre. They could be funnier. We'll talk about that. I kind of am already, but I'm going to get into it. We're going to do a deep dive. As Conrad knows, I like to do deep dives, not just into a pool, but into various topics. We will talk a little bit more about what is going on with these commercials and athletes. And then some bad news, some sad news tonight from the showbiz world. Christian Oliver was killed in a plane crash in the Caribbean, I believe, with his two daughters. It's always horrible when you hear about kids, like when Kobe Bryant died and there were other people on the helicopter and his daughter and then other people's daughters. That's just like the worst. So that's some bad news today. But anyway, we're going to have a few laughs tonight. We'll get past it. And I got a great show. I got a lot of fun guests tonight. Terry Barr, Civic Media's own personality extraordinaire Terry Barr is going to join me in a few minutes to talk about Joey's Song. It is a benefit concert at the Barrymore Theater in Madison tonight, and it's kind of an all-star cast, and we'll get into what that is all about in just a little bit with Terry Barr. She's kind of our concert person. She's a big concert goer, big music aficionado, so we'll get Terry's thoughts on the Joey's Song benefit. And friend of the show, Frank Anderson, will also be there. Frank is a phenomenal musician. He runs Wisconsinology.com. He's been on the show a handful of times already talking about really cool Wisconsin stuff. He's also an incredibly accomplished musician. He plays with Butch Vig and his band. I love the name of his band. It's called the Know-It-All Boyfriends. So he's in that band with Butch Vig. Butch Vig is in like a gazillion bands. So Terry will be along shortly to talk about that. And then we're going to talk about movies. A very good friend of mine, Ben Reiser, who is the operations director of the Wisconsin Film Festival and programmer, one of the programmers of the film festival and Cinematheque in Madison he made a top 23 list, I assume because the year was 23. We'll talk to Ben about his picks. And then in the second half of the show, I'm really excited too. John Patta is going to be here to talk about his new film, Black Mold. It just dropped on Tubi a couple weeks ago. John is going to be in the studio here. I love talking with directors and learning about their process and just talking about that film and how he likes shooting in Wisconsin. So a lot of fun, some insider stuff, some outsider stuff. As I mentioned, I'm of show business, but I'm also a fan more than anything else, just like you. So we'll have a lot of fun, spirited discussion tonight. And tonight's question, okay, I already mentioned that, like, it kind of drives me nuts. Some of these athlete commercials, they could do better. Like, a lot of athletes are funny, but they have to be given good material. And our question tonight is, on a scale of 1 to 10, how creeped out are you when Andy Reid asks for Patrick Mahomes' nuggies? And then he does that, as Mike Clemens called it, the finger walk. With his big coach fingers going for Mahomes' nuggets. Give me some of those nuggies. It's just so, it's like, So creepy. And, you know, Andy Reid can't be expected to know what good material is. You know, the guy's drawn up X's and O's. He's a coaching genius. Give him something to work with. Mahomes seems like kind of a funny guy. Maybe he should have stepped in and said, hey, can we do better here on this line? I think that's probably, they don't think that's their place, but come on. So that's tonight's question. In keeping with the spirit of professional athletes in commercials, on a scale of 1 to 10, how creeped out are you when Andy, I almost called him Andy Fingers. On a scale of 1 to 10, how creeped out are you when Andy Reid asks for Patrick Mahomes nuggies? Very simple question, folks. And I know you've seen it. So please chime in. 920-264-0606. Conrad will be taking your texts and or calls. 920-264-0606. Or you could text us. The best way to do this, really, is with the Civic Media app. So easy. Easy to use, pops up immediately. Click on the show or listen live, and there's a text icon right below. So I'd love to hear from you over the course of the evening. And tell us what you're watching, too. You can chime in on any number of things. We love to interact with people who are listening. It's fun. And some great birthdays today. A lot of heavy hitters. Did you notice that, Conrad, in the list we put together that I sent you earlier? So Clancy Brown was the main prison guard in Shawshank Redemption. He turned 65 today. He was also in a film called Bad Boys, which is one of Sean Penn's first movies about a kid who goes to juvie. I think he stole a purse or something. But really good film. Clancy Brown plays one of the prison bullies in that movie. He's so great and so young, you wouldn't even recognize him. So he turned 65 today. Bradley Cooper, we'll hear a little bit of his work shortly. He turns 49. I don't believe that. I think he's older. What do you think, Connor? You think he's lying?
I think he is. He might be like 52.
52, yeah. And, you know, 3 years, is that a big deal? Just be honest, right? So Brad Cooper turns, wink, wink, 49 tonight, today. Not tonight. Maybe he was born at night. I don't know. Robert Duvall, an absolute living legend of an actor, turns 93. He played Tom Hayden in The Godfather, Tender Mercies, The Great Santini. Robert Duvall's body of work can rival anyone's. He is a phenomenal actor. Turns 93 today. And Diane Keaton, one of my personal favorites too, turns 78. We have a clip of Diane Keaton and Annie Hall, which is very funny. She has got another, just similar to Robert Duvall. She was also in The Godfather. She played, not Sonny, Michael Corleone's wife. And she's such a good actor. Like, the first thing I ever saw her in was in Annie Hall, which I thought was so funny. It's an Oscar-winning movie. Christopher Walken's hilarious. She's so good in that. And then I saw her in The Godfather. It took me, like, a couple viewings to go, oh, my gosh, that's Diane Keaton. Like, she's just a phenomenal actress. So we'll hear a clip from Woody Allen or from Annie Hall. Hear a couple Brad Cooper clips. First of all, I just want to get a really big birthday today from one of my personal favorites, Kristen Cavallari. She turns 37. That might be hard to believe, too. Hey, Conrad?
Yeah.
Take a memo.
Okay.
I think she was on The Hills or Orange County or something like that. How long ago was that?
I have no...
Let's do it. Not a deep dive. Let's just sort of snorkel here. All right. I'm Googling while we're on the air. It's highly unprofessional. I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out during the break. I don't want to make you folks sit through this. Me Googling. That makes for great radio. Kristen Cavallari turns 37 today. And this is big because she, you know, so many of these people, when they're in reality TV, they try to brand themselves. They're not really actors. They're not really performers. They're just personalities, and they brand themselves. And she tried to put this out there and brand herself like she was going to be this do-it-all kind of mom, which is all BS. I mean, you can't... Jay Cutler and Kristen Cavallari, I guarantee, had probably 2 nannies per kid. But she's putting out, like, all this stuff like, oh, you can do it all. No, you can't. You cannot be a good parent and be doing reality TV shows and flitting off all over the place. And it wouldn't bother me, except that she put this thing out there a few years ago. This is in People magazine, all right? It's a picture of her baby, and there's a taco, and it says Kristen's homemade tacos in a pan. Are you writing this down, Conrad?
already got the notebook out.
I'm just saying you're going to want to eat later. You're going to be hungry after a show like you always are. In a pan, saute beef with taco seasoning. In a hard shell, add beef, shredded iceberg lettuce, cheddar cheese, and diced tomatoes. Mmm. So that is Kristen Cavallari or Lowry's home recipe. What is that? That's not even a recipe. That's nothing. Any idiot 19-year-old bachelor could figure that out. I brown the meat. Now I need a taco shell. What else? Oh, you better go to Kristen Cavallari's cookbook. Armor hot dogs. Get a hot dog. Put it on a bun. Insert in mouth. I mean, if you're going to do this, you're going to brand yourself and make yourself like, hey, I've got it all. I can even give you recipes. At least throw something new at us in there. Put some sassafras in there, some cumin, something. Show us you're doing the homework. This is like right off the box of Lowry's. Kristen's homemade tacos. Just to repeat, if you guys didn't have a pen before, in a pan, saute beef with taco seasoning. That's the important part, Conrad. You're a young single guy. Okay. Just as long as you're getting this. Add beef, shredded iceberg lettuce, cheddar cheese, and diced tomatoes. Boom! That is a taco, my friends. Kristen Cavallari turns 37. And she probably tried to hand those tacos to her kids. No, Jay Cutler probably tried to hand her a taco, but the kids kept intercepting it. So some good birthdays today. And when we come back, we're going to take a very quick break. We're going to talk about celebrity commercials, professional athlete commercials, because some of them are pretty bad. And we've got the worst one we're going to play for you. And I didn't even know this existed until Youngblood Conrad showed it to me. And it's even worse than the Andy Reid one. But tonight's question, folks, just so you know, we'll go over this again. I was going to say there'll only be one briefing, but I'm going to remind people. On a scale of 1 to 10, how creeped out are you when Andy Reid asks for Patrick Mahomes nuggies? And then as Mike Clemens says, does the finger walk to get Patrick Mahomes nuggets? So that's our question for tonight. Let us know on a scale of 1 to 10, how creepy is that? 1 through 10. I'm Pete Schwabo. This is Nightlight. We'll be right back on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. Thanks for hanging with me on a Friday night here at Nightlight. I don't want to forget this. Conrad, was it? Wait a minute. Kristen Cavallari's tacos. It was in a pan. Saute beef with taco seasoning. In a hard shell, add beef, shredded iceberg lettuce, cheddar cheese, and diced tomatoes. Okay. Don't let me forget that because there's a crucial element there. So we are talking about, Terry Barr is going to be along shortly. She's kind of a civic media personality extraordinaire. She does great features on the network, and she's going to talk to us about Joey's Song, a benefit concert in Madison tomorrow night. So excited to talk to her. Filmmaker John Pata is in the, will be in studio in the 9 o'clock hour talking about his film Black Mold, a horror film, which I watched today. It is definitely horror. And Ben Reiser shortly to talk about his top 23 movie list, something you can binge watch this weekend. We're going to get the straight dope from Ben on movies. But bad commercials. The Andy Reid State Farm one with Patrick Mahomes, I almost wish they didn't try to be funny. The other one that drives me nuts too, they're in the locker room and Jake of State Farm. And by the way, what? That's just interesting casting. Is Jake like 19? He looks like he should be holding a skateboard. He's always got like the khaki shorts on and he's dressed like a, you know, like he's a kid skateboarding or something. It's like he doesn't look like a insurance agent. It's just strange. But he says, the one in the locker room when they says, oh, that's three things, not if you bundle it. And then the guy flips out and everybody, I mean, talk about desperation for a reaction of some sort. It's like a cry for help. There's so much, you know, there are really great comedy writers out there. And State Farm or a lot of these commercials would, it would benefit them to seek them out. I don't know. It's like the first time you see it, it's like, okay, that's cute. By the 99th time I see the bundle it and the guy flipping out in the locker room, I just want to jump off a cliff. What about you, Conrad? Am I on an island here?
No, you're not on an island. So the State Farm used to be funny, I think, but it's just getting more cringe every time I see a new one.
Oh, that one with Travis Kelce and Mahomes with the jerseys. Like, are you kidding me?
That one's terrible.
They're just terrible. I mean, you're right. And it's like, and then there was one, I can't remember what it was, but it's the couple at home and he can't figure anything out. It's always the guy with the cute wife. And then he's just kind of a boob. He can't figure out anything. And then all of a sudden, boom, snap your fingers. There's a professional athlete sitting on the couch there to get him out of a jam. How do you make that leap? I would love to sit in on that pitch meeting, as I have so many pitch meetings that just like, with a painted smile on my face because I wanted a paycheck. And that's probably what the problem is. People just nod and go, oh, that's a great idea. You found one, Conrad. I love this one. This might be the worst professional athlete commercial I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And this is, you want to give some background? Well, you found it. You take the glory, buddy. Set this up.
So this is Russell Wilson, and he had a signature sub called the Danger Witch.
Ooh.
And he did a little 45 second commercial for it, and it is the worst thing I've ever
seen. It's 41 seconds too long. They're treating him like he's Robin Williams. It's like the director said, just riff. All right, here's Russell Wilson riffing. And it's just him holding his sub. Go ahead, Conrad.
Hey, you want to split this Subway sandwich?
Nope.
It is my signature sandwich. It's called the Danger Witch, and it's dangerously good. Be careful, though. It's spicy.
You ever done anything dangerous? Jeez, that is dangerous. I've done something like that too.
I won't tell anybody.
Listen, one time. Never mind. That's too dangerous. Anyways.
Don't tease us, Russ.
Danger Witch, it's only in the vault. That's our little secret.
Oh my God. Was that the end?
That was the end.
Oh, that's actually. In Russell Wilson's defense, that's actually the first time I saw it, it was worse. And you have to see him. He's just standing there eating a sub and, quote, riffing, end quote, doing whatever. That cannot have been a script. Just, I mean, come on. You know, how much are they paying for these commercials? Commercials are not cheap. And here's the funny thing. Steve Burrows was on this show 3 weeks ago, and he did what got him his start in commercials was he found a company, Glassnickel Pizza in Madison. He wrote and directed commercials for them. And it's just him being funny and they work. But this Andy Reid Mahomes commercial, millions of dollars, probably. It's just cringeworthy. Okay. So we got some birthdays here too. And we have, it's Diane Keaton's birthday. She turns 78. Let's do the Diane Keaton. This is Diane Keaton and Woody Allen. She's so great at being just kind of cute and awkward and a funny character. This is Diane Keaton. She turned 78 today from the Oscar-winning Annie Hall.
La-di-da, la-di-da, la-la, yeah.
You want a lift?
Oh, why? You got a car?
No, I was going to take a cab.
Oh, no, I have a car.
You have a car? So, I don't understand. If you have a car, so then why did you say, do you have a car, like you wanted a lift?
I don't know. I wasn't. I got this VW out there. What a jerk, yeah. Would you like a lift?
Sure. Which way are you going?
Me? Downtown.
I'm going uptown.
Oh, well, you know, I'm going uptown, too.
No, wait a minute. You just said you were going downtown.
Yeah, well, but I can...
I'm sorry.
I can go uptown, too. I live uptown, but what the hell? I mean, it'd be nice having company, you know? I mean, I hate driving alone.
Yeah? But you're not from New York, right?
Chippewa Falls.
Right. Where?
Wisconsin.
You're driving a tad rapidly.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm a very good driver. So listen, hey, you want some gum anyway?
No, no thanks.
Oh, hey, where is it?
No. Did you? Yeah. Would you watch the road?
Oh,
I'll get it.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
I'll get your piece.
Yeah. I live over here. Oh my God! Look, there's a parking space.
That's okay. We can walk to the curb from here.
So that's Annie Hall, Diane Keaton, her character originally from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. And there's a very funny scene where they go to her house. She invites Woody Allen, and he's Jewish. And the family is like, you know, just a kind of an Anglo-Saxon white family. And the grandma is just staring at him the entire time that she pictures him as a Hasidic Jew. Christopher Walken plays her brother, just a psycho. Very funny. And Conrad, your personal favorite, Brad Cooper, turns 49 today, right?
Yep.
So we'll have to work in those clips. We have one from The Hangover and one from Wedding Crashers, correct?
Yep.
Yeah. So those will be fun. We'll play those in a little bit. Okay. So when we come back, Civic Media's own, am I saying that right? Yeah. Terry Barr will join us. We're going to talk about Joey's Song, a phenomenal benefit concert taking place tomorrow night. We're going to tell you how you can stream it. This is Pete Schwabe. You're listening to Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Help me out! Where we sit in the car outside your house, you're quiet. I can feel the heat coming. My arm around you and you give me a look like I'm way out of bounds. Well, you let one of your board's eyes, but lately when I look into your eyes, I'm going down, 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 down. I'm going down,
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight, broadcasting live statewide from downtown Green Bay at City Deck Landing in the WGBW studios. Conrad is answering your texts and phone calls. And our question tonight, on a scale of 1 to 10, I probably should have specified 10 is the highest. On a scale of 1 to 10, how creeped out are you when Andy Reid asks for Patrick Mahomes' nuggies? That's a State Farm commercial on TV. It's on every sporting event. They play it probably 4 or 5 times throughout the course of a contest. On a scale of 1 to 10, how creeped out are you when Andy Reid asks for Patrick Mahomes' nuggies on the State Farm commercial? That's good stuff. We have... Civics. What? I don't understand this. I guess this is from the 630. I must have misspoke. Civic Media is just like attorneys general. It's not attorneys generals, though. It's attorneys general. That's from the 630. And Andrew from Verona, a frequent texter. Hope you're well, Andrew. Thanks for chiming in. So we're open to taking texts. It's 920-264-0606. What do you let us know how creepy you think that commercial is, because there are some bad ones out there. And I got one, and I had to clarify because I got one that asked, is 10 the worst or is 1 the worst? 10 is the highest. And we'll ask Civic Media's Terry Barr, who joins us now. Terry, how are you?
Hello, Pete. How are you? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. It's good to hear your voice, and thanks for joining me. Hey, have you seen the Andy Reid commercial, the State Farm commercial?
Yes, of course.
How creeped out are you on a scale of 1 to 10? When he does that, and Mike Clemens called it the finger crawl when he goes over to steal Patrick Mahomes' nuggies. Is that not the creepiest thing you've ever seen?
Oh, that is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yes, I've had some weird feelings about that, but Oh, wow. That we're actually talking about it is even weirder.
I think, we need a benefit concert to deal with our feelings about that commercial, I think, is what we need to do.
Yes, I could totally support and get behind that.
So you're here tonight because you tipped me off. You kind of semi-tipped me off. Frank Anderson, who's a friend of the show, he's been on the show several times, a few times.
Yeah.
He is part of this concert tomorrow in Madison, and yes. He said, I'd like to come back and help promote it. And I said, absolutely. Well, I look at my text today and realize that the window passed and we never connected. I get a text from you saying, hey, we have to talk about this. Would you want to talk about this tonight? And I said, absolutely. So thank you for bringing it to my attention. It's Joey's song.
Correct.
And tell us about it. Tell us about the event.
Okay. So Joey's song was created by Michael Gomel. Michael's son, Joey, was just going to be 5 years old, and he already had some seizures. They figured out that he was dealing with epilepsy. Right before his fifth birthday, though, he had a seizure that later ended up in him passing away. So since that time, and now we're talking, you know, probably 15 years, Michael's whole goal is to bring awareness, education, and raise funds for research about epilepsy, because it is still kind of one of those, like, what does that mean? How do people? Yeah. And Michael is a former music director. He also worked at a number of venues throughout the Midwest where he would bring in bands. So he knows what he's doing when it comes to an event. And he decided way back when that that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do what I know how to do, bring in my friends, bring in musicians, have them bring in their music friends. And we're just going to have a huge party. But all the money raised goes to any kind of organization that is dealing with trying to figure out how to research epilepsy. Yeah, it's grown huge now. It's moved venues for the third time. It's in one of the coolest, biggest venues in Madison now at the Sylvie.
Oh.
And, oh, my goodness. Yeah, he gets so many musicians. You know, you're talking about your friend Frank that plays with, I guess, you know, Madison area people would know it as, the Know-It-All Boyfriends, which is a Butch Vig from Garbage creation.
Yeah.
And it gets bigger from there. Now, the women musicians, of course, were like, we can't. No, we're not just taking that. So we now have the Know-It-All Girlfriends. And apparently we're going to have a little show off contest tomorrow night between the boyfriends and the girlfriends. And the crowd will get to decide if there's a winner.
That's hilarious.
But with the girlfriends, I mean, we're talking about some big names from the Bangles. From the Nielsen Trust. It's just one of those where it's a great party. It really is. And the good thing is, you know, you're doing something to make a difference as well.
I thought, I don't know if the update or if the website hadn't been updated or if I was looking in the wrong place. I thought it was at the Barrymore, but I guess that's where they moved it from.
Yes,
that's a really
correct.
Cool theater.
They moved it to the Sylvie. They moved it to the Sylvie in 2020 when it then had to be canceled.
Gotcha.
So this is only the second time at the Sylvie since the original scheduling in 2020. And here's the thing. It's sold out. The concert itself is sold out tomorrow night. But because they know there's such a great demand, people want to see these musicians, and they jam with each other. You know, it's a different thing than just going to a regular concert.
Yeah.
They are offering a live stream for anybody, anywhere, $10 for the entire show. And this show goes on for like 5 hours.
That is unbelievable. Yeah.
And all you have to do is go to Joey's. So it's Joey's song, song.org. And you can sign up for the live stream there and you can just hang out all night tomorrow night and just be part of it.
Joey's song.org. It's 5 hours.
Yes.
Go to the website, pay $10. You get the whole 5 hours. And it really
like
is an all-star.
There.
I'm just looking at this Cheap Trick.
Yep.
And I don't know if these are this year's bands or just bands in the past, but Cheap Trick, Toad the Wet Sprocket, Jewel, Garbage, Crash Test Dummies, Roseanne Cash, R.E.M., Jayhawks, Fountains of Wayne. I mean, that's a pretty incredible. Joel Hodgson from Mystery Science Theater. Is he there this year? Or I wonder what he would do, because that would be an interesting. He's kind of a comedian, and I don't know if you ever saw the show.
Oh my gosh, I used to love that show too.
Oh, it was a great show.
He was there last year. Now, Charlie Behrens was there last year, and he's there again this year. Now, Joel may not be there, but I've heard his his name tossed around, so he could be a next year guy again.
Okay. I'm talking with Terry Barr. She's telling us all about Civic Media's own. Terry, how does it feel to be someone's own, like a corporate entity as cool as Civic Media calling you their own? That's pretty cool.
You're very kind to say that.
And Terry is telling us all about Joey's song, a benefit concert tomorrow night in Madison that you can, it is sold out, but you can stream it and watch the whole 5-hour concert. This is interesting. I just got this from their website. Epilepsy, 1 in 26 people have epilepsy. 1/3 of those cannot be treated by medicine or get relief from medicine. More than two times of the people in America that have epilepsy. Okay, I got to figure out how I'm going to word this. I just kind of jotted these stats down. But there's cerebral palsy, MD, MS, cystic fibrosis. All of the people that have those diseases combined are only half the people that have epilepsy in the U.S.
That is something. Yeah. I have not heard those numbers.
Yeah, wow, and for whatever reason, they don't get the funding the other diseases get or the other disabilities get. And that's where this concert comes in and I guess is so important. There are 150,000 new cases of epilepsy in the U.S. every year. And this Joey had a very severe case of epilepsy.
Yeah, poor little dude, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I appreciate so much Michael's efforts to take his lifelong career and love of music and saying out loud to everybody, this is what I do, and now this is what I have to do because I don't feel, you know, very good about what has happened to my son.
Right.
And I've been involved with Joey's song as a volunteer since 2017. And in 2018, he had members of the cast of Hamilton, the Broadway play. He had them come because a couple of them had epilepsy. And they just wanted to be part of it and to do something beyond being on Broadway to help.
Wow, that's
somehow.
Cool.
Yeah.
So did they perform Hamilton songs?
They did.
Nice.
Yes. That Alexander Hamilton. You know?
I had that in my head for about 3 months after I saw that show because my daughter kept singing it too. But
That's awesome. That's a great show, isn't it? Yeah.
$750,000 have been raised for epilepsy since 2010. Every penny goes to the mission. That's according to the website.
It's true. So if you talk to the musicians involved, Butch Vig from Garbage, he's been involved since day one. He gives his time. There's no money being paid to any of these musicians.
Right.
And because of the Rolodex these musicians have, they crank this up every year along with Michael and the people he knows to make sure that when you pay for a ticket to go, or now you pay to watch the live stream, that you are being entertained, but that all of that money is going to a place that you feel good about too.
Yeah, that is really, and really impressive when all these people just sign up to do it for no money. I mean, Butch Vig too, he is just such an institution. I mean, I actually interviewed him at the Barrymore at the Wisconsin Film Festival 1 year on stage. And and on another show that I host, I got to interview him too. Wendy Schneider, a record producer in Madison, made a documentary about the Smart Studios. And I'm sure you know this, but the listeners might not. It's this little brick shack on East Washington where Nirvana, Smashing Pumpkins, Soundgarden, all these amazing bands, Butch produced their albums.
I know. It's incredible.
Yeah. And I drove by that all the time in the 90s. I had no idea what was going on in there.
Oh, well, and isn't that funny how well hidden out in the open it was? Because it is. It's on East Washington Avenue, a main thoroughfare in and out of Madison.
At Baldwin,
and you drive by and you kind of think, ew, what's that?
Well, Butch joked when I was interviewing them, it looked like a crack house. And I'm like,
yes, it does.
I haven't been to too many crack houses. I mean, on the long weekends, I'd hang out. But, yeah, that was really cool. And he's an interesting guy. Wendy's documentary was great. And he does a lot, I would say, for Wisconsin. It's almost like he lives here, but I know he doesn't, you know.
Well, and an interesting thing when you go traveling over into the Driftless area, he helped fund the renovations at the theater in Viroqua that could have been torn down. But instead, he stepped up because he has family in that area. And he said, nope, you're not tearing this thing down. This is a piece of my childhood, and I want this to be here for other people's children.
Wow.
And now I hear it is one of the most gorgeous venues and a place that people want to be to see a movie or to play a show or to whatever the case may be. They do all kinds of things at it.
That's so cool.
Isn't it?
Do you have a favorite band that's performing? Now you're going to have to watch the stream, right? Or tell us about the tour you took. Did you say you took a special tour where you had access?
I'm going to post some more things tomorrow, both for Joey's song. I'm doing a social media takeover for them.
Oh, nice.
So I'll be posting a bunch of things. I'm going to be there tomorrow during the sound checks of the various artists and groups that are playing together. Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick was not there yet today when I was there. But I did see now his mic stand is set up with all his Rick's picks all the way up and down it. So I'm hoping that I can catch up with him tomorrow and just get people just a little look inside how cool and how special this is.
That's
and,
so cool.
You know, knowing that in the years to come, they want to grow it. So it's not just, I hate to say people from Southern Wisconsin or even, you know, the line that divides the North from the South in Wisconsin.
Right.
They want Wisconsin people, the Midwest people, to come and be part of this. And I think that's why they decided, okay, let's start with this live stream.
Hey, Terry, can you hold that thought for once? Can you stick with us for like 60 seconds? I got a couple fun things I
want
to ask you, too.
I'm
sorry to interrupt. We'll be right back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're on out for your love. Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight. I'm talking to Terry Barr, who I rudely interrupted because we had to get to a break. I apologize, Terry.
Oh, you are so funny. Well, and the rude interruption gives me a great time to say, I love your show, Pete.
Oh, thanks.
You guys are just doing a terrific, I guess I want to say service for all of us. You're making us laugh. Thank you.
Do you think people are listening? Conrad, that's not funny.
Well, if they're not, they're missing
one time
out.
He laughs.
But I think this thing is only going to grow in this new year, and people are going to find out that this is a great radio program to listen to and to get away from anything else. You know, we always talk about let's get unplugged from politics, and if you want to have a good laugh, this is the show to listen to.
Well, I appreciate that. You're a tremendous addition to it. And just in case, I just want to add, if you're thinking about making tacos later, Terry, I have Kristen Cavallari's homemade taco recipe here. Are you ready for this? All right. In a pan, saute beef with taco seasoning. That's important. In a hard taco shell, add beef, shredded lettuce, cheddar cheese, and diced tomatoes. How does she do it?
I can't imagine. It sounds like it would take all day.
What? Exactly. Hey, I really appreciate your time tonight. I just want to say music is really important therapy for a lot of people dealing with various physical and emotional disabilities. But for Terry Barr, it's just a way to rock, and that's okay, too. What is your favorite band name of all these performers tomorrow night?
Wow. Well, you know, the funny thing is I won't be able to be there tomorrow night because I will be on Max Inc. Radio tomorrow night.
Oh, that's right.
And I'm kind of digging the band that we have live in the lair. Their name is El Donk.
El
Donk. Short
Donk.
For the like donkey.
I love it. That's great.
This band is new to me. They are based in Southern Wisconsin, and it sounds like we are just going to have a blast with them. Otherwise, I'm going to cheer on the know-it-all girlfriends.
That's
tomorrow
a great.
Night.
I mean, I think the know-it-all boyfriends, they're kind of like making fun of boyfriends.
Uh-huh.
And I love that girls want an equal opportunity to make fun of themselves
exactly.
with the know-it-all girlfriends. Yeah, that yes. sounds like an actual battle of the bands. That'll be fun.
Yeah. And if we can have fun this way, then we've really lost our way, haven't we?
Absolutely. And tell, yeah. all right, tell people where they can hear Max Inc. again, and then also Joey's song one more time where they can stream it.
Okay, Max Inc. is live Saturday night starting at 6 o'clock, and then we have our live featured act at 9 to 10. They are in the studio.
That's
they
cool.
jam. They take our silly questions. And you can find it across the Civic Media Radio Network, your local station, or obviously on the app. That's really where we'd love to have you join us. And then you can text us on the app, too. Joey's song sold out, but you could still be a part of it. And you know what? You might even have better seats this way.
Yeah, really.
The stream. They're going to stream it for $10. And you get 5 hours of amazing entertainment. Go to joeyssong.org.
Joeyssong.org. That is outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much for reminding me about this event. I almost let it slip away. So I appreciate your help with that. And thank you so much.
Letting me come on and chat with you about it.
Hey, anytime. You know that. Thanks so much, Terry. Have a great night.
Thanks, Pete.
All right. See you later. So there you go. Check it out. That's a lot of music tomorrow night. Max Inc. The Joey Song Benefit Concert. Conrad's going to be on YouTube playing his, what do you play? The kazoo?
I used to play the saxophone.
Did you really?
I did.
The saxophone?
In sixth grade.
Hey, nice.
So 1 year, pretty much.
That's pretty cool, and it's pretty cool you're not asking to play it on the air. So thank you for that. Hey, we're going to welcome another. As you know, the weekend is approaching. That's the perfect time to binge watch everything under the sun. That's what I like to do. I'm an active inside guy, and I love TV, and I'm not afraid to admit it. I've got a color television in my home, and right now, joining me to talk about TV and film is the director of operations for the Wisconsin Film Festival, not to be confused with the director of covert operations at the Wisconsin Film Festival. You don't even want to know what that is. He's also the programmer at Cinematheque for UW-Madison. Ben Reiser joins me now. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Pete.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm really doing really well. Thank you for taking. What's a typical Friday night like for Ben if you're not on Nightlight? With your old pal.
My wife and I actually started watching, because she hadn't seen it yet, Bo is Afraid, about 8 hours ago, and it's still running. That movie I think it's delightful, but it is very long. So, it's just me and Katie kicking back, watching TV, movies, all kinds of stuff. That's our typical Friday night.
There's nothing wrong with that, buddy. Were you aware of this Joey's Song benefit tomorrow in Madison?
I was indeed. I'm tapped into not only the TV and film worlds, but also the world of music.
You're a music guy. Tell me again what your band name was, or tell the listeners. I know what it was, but when you were in your youth. Yeah.
Well, I had it. Well, okay. My first band.
It's very political.
Have we talked about this?
Yes, we have. You've told me a couple of times. When you get a couple cocktails in you, Ben, at the film festival.
Yeah.
Oh man. The gloves are off. It's great.
Well, I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and when I was in high school and then in college, I had this band called Tracy Lord's Ex-Lovers, and we named it that because we wanted to play CBGB, which was, you know, the big hip punk club down on the Lower East Side of Manhattan, and they used to do 15 bands a night, 7 nights a week. And they would take out a half-page ad in the Village Voice. And so this ad would have, I don't know, 200 bands listed just in a row.
Jeez.
And we were trying to figure out a name that might possibly catch somebody's attention in the middle of all those other band names. So we tried to be as sort
that
of
worked.
Racy and controversial as we could. And then apparently, I can't verify this, but I did read at some point Tracy Lords herself tried to sue us for improper use of her made-up pen name that she had, or nom de plume, what do you call a porn star's name that they make up? Stage name.
Stage name,
yeah. Screen name.
Alias.
Alias.
That's pretty cool. So,
Director of Covert Operations for Tracy Lords Ex-Lovers.
I think that should be your new title for the film festival, because we know a lot goes on people shouldn't know about, probably. Hey, so I had you on here because I wanted to talk about your list. You made a top 23 of 23 list for the movies. We have to take a quick break. Can you hang and just just a couple minutes, and we'll get into your list. And I want you to tell people what they should be watching right now, because you do the homework.
Dude, I can stay as long as you want. Bo is afraid he's just going to be running in the background all night. I'm not anywhere near ending. So.
All right, we'll make it a sleepover with Ben Reiser. This is Pete Schwabba. You're listening to Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Crowd, there's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud.